It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
Welcome back to the next room. It's just a beautiful day in Southern California. I took a nice walk with the puppy so she would sit down at my feet and just be calm while I did this interview. But I do have a couple treats handy just in case. Boy, I am so happy to have this friend of mine back on the show. Pam Oastley and I have been friends now for I don't even know how many years. It's been a long time. I met her in the 80s in Santa Barbara, and we became very good friends, and she has been such an enormous help in my spiritual growth. She has helped open my eyes. She's educated me about very deep topics that you can't always find people that want to go there with you. This woman will go anywhere with me anytime. She is an author, a consultant, a radio show host, a professional psychic, an aura expert. She has written 4 really cool books. My favorite is Make Your Dreams Come True, but there's also Infinite You, Love Colors, and Life Colors. And what I'm going to do is I'll put links to each one of her books in the body of the show page. So if you want to go explore that, you won't have to go very far. She's got a great free quiz on auracolors.com, which you can take this cool little quiz. It just asks you personal questions and you just click through them, and then it'll generate your results at the end and send you your aura colors or the life colors or your outer bands, what you have been. You come onto the planet, right? And you have this energy. Pam actually sees these bands of color around each of us. So without further ado, welcome back to the next room, my fabulous, beautiful friend, Pam Oastley.
Hi, Jane, my fabulous, beautiful friend, Jane. It has been a long time, hasn't it? Like 5,000 years or something, right?
Yes, I think so. Well, many lifetimes.
Yep.
Many lifetimes. Well, you know, Pam, I know you must know, but you have been with me every single day when I come out in the studio, which is usually about 7 days a week, and I batten down the hatches and I've been working on the book, The Next Room, and you are such a pivotal player in the book because it is all about our connection with souls that have gone before us. And you know, you helped my dad, who was grieving over the loss of my mother when he was 83. You did your friend a favor. And at the time, you know, I knew that you were psychic and I knew that you could pick up on messages and you could tell about future things because you had told me many things in my life that happened. But I didn't know at the time when you helped my dad that you could actually connect with souls that had gone before us. It was like a revelation for me, and which is bizarre because I felt like we were really close. But I guess, is that just part of what you have as your gift that you don't talk about as much?
A gift. I think life is a gift, and I believe that all of us have this ability. I've just expanded and connected with and used that ability. And some people are better with it than others, just like some people are better athletes than others or piano players than others. But we all have the ability, Jane, to expand our consciousness, to be able to be have non-local mind, to be able to talk to the other side or those who have gone before us, if that's how you're calling it, to see outside of time, past, present, and future, to do all kinds of things, parallel universes, bend spoons, mind over matter, affect the weather. We've got these incredible abilities. I've just been curious enough and willing enough and brave enough, even though I guess it could take courage because, you know, you go, what if I fail or what if people think I'm crazy or whatever? But I'm one of those curious people that's like, I want to know who we are. I want to know what we're really capable of doing. A lot of spiritual teachers and quantum physicists are saying that we're way bigger than we thought we were. So, yes, I don't talk about a lot of it unless people ask me questions. But okay. I've been talking to the other side for decades.
I love it. And it has really opened me up because I love to do that as well. Although I'm, you know, I don't practice it as much. And it's also not my career path. My career path is the radio show and an author. But I really appreciate it because it really helped me. It helped me so much to open up where I am in my journey and to understand and to be bold and to be brave and to take the courage to step forward and not worry about what anybody thinks of me, you know?
Right.
That's your opinion.
And doesn't it make you feel, I mean, life is so much more fascinating and so much more interesting. And the more expansive and open I am, the more loving I feel, the more understanding I feel, the more excited about life, the less fear I have. I mean, when you see that life goes on, that people don't cease to exist, they just shift into another frequency, another realm, it's really a frequency. It's a parallel universe. Mm-hmm. And they're still there. And to me, that's really comforting. It's you know, when my dad crossed over too, it was like, well, I know I can talk to him. So it was less, I mean, I still miss seeing his presence, but it's really amazing to be able to communicate with him, to know he's doing great over there. It's just like, you know, he went on a vacation.
Right.
And he's having a great time.
Right.
So, you know, I miss him physically. I don't grieve over him because I know he's happy. He's fully alive. That's the thing, Jane, is we're infinite beings. We don't really die. We might change forms, which we do all the time anyway, but we don't cease to exist. And that's exciting to me.
Boy, I love that. You know, when you just said your dad, he's just in another dimension. He's fully alive. He's growing too. I think
mm-hmm.
And I believe that we're always growing. Our souls are always reaching and growing and gaining wisdom, spiritual education, whatever you want to call it. Whether we're doing it here in the flesh or whether we're doing it in the next room, which possibly we could be in the flesh too.
It's a different frequency. It's a different energy. It's a different form, actually. And we're having experiences. Our souls, my perception, Jane, we are very adventurous beings. Our souls are curious. We're fun-loving. We like to expand. We like to have new experiences. We like to grow. We like to learn new things. We like to just, we're adventurous beings. And, you know, we love entertainment. We love feelings. So I feel like that's one of the reasons we have so many movies and so many different TV stations and so many fun projects to do, skiing and boating and sailing and hiking and merry-go-rounds and theme parks. It's like we're kind of little adventure junkies.
Right.
And I feel like our souls just, we love to experience and we love to play and we love to explore. So when I tune into my dad on the other side, he's having a blast. He's doing what he wants to do. They have way more freedom over there, Jane. But they still get to create their adventures just like we create our lives here, even though most people don't know that. We've still got too much of the victim, old consciousness, like we're separate from what we're creating. We still have too much of that old Newtonian physics, and without blowing people away, Newtonian just means Newton. Newton, brilliant, but he believed that the world was mechanistic. You know, it's very cut and dry, and then machines break down, and then they rust, and then they deteriorate, and they die. But quantum physicists are saying that's not who we are at all, that it's about consciousness and energy. And so we create on this side, we create our experiences. Like I said, even though most people don't know that, we get caught in the movie and we think we're just observers of the movies or things happen to us instead of that we're actually writing, producing, starring in our movies. When people go to the other side or the other room, whatever words you want to use, when they shift frequencies, they're still creators. They're still creating their experiences over there. I've had conversations with people that were really into helping the world through politics here. And then they go to the other side and they're helping from the other side. Mm. Or there's people here that are very loving and caretakers, and we're coaching people or nursing or counseling them. And they still like doing that. A lot of them do that on the other side. I've also they help people here, or they help people transition over there. I've also encountered, Jane, people here that have lost their sons, for example, their children, to drug addiction, overdose, whatever, because the child got very lost here and very insecure, very like they couldn't figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I've tuned into them on the other side, and they're so full of light. They're so realizing what happened that they're actually kind of being guides, guardian angels. Guides is the best thing. They're helping people, young kids on this side who are lost. They're guiding them. They're talking to them. So we can have jobs on the other side. We can have vocations. We can have adventures. We can travel with thought. people get to create on the other side, just like we do here. They just have more freedom, because I love it when I talk to beings on the other side. They go, well, at least I don't have to worry about working for a living and getting a paycheck. I don't have to worry about money. I get to have the adventures. I get to travel. I get to love. I get to, you know, learn new things from amazing beings over there. Like one person is like hanging out with, I'm trying to remember who it was. It was somebody like Einstein, because they loved learning those things. Someone else is hanging out with musicians over there because they love music. So it's just, it's similar, but we have more freedom,
right,
and more joy and more insight, more realization. When they go to the other side, they get to see things. So it's like, oh, I see why I did that when I was here. I see what's really going on. I see the big picture, and it's very joyful. I do want people to know that when people are on the other side, they're not trapped, they're not suffering. If they start out that way when they cross over because of their beliefs or their fears, they're not kept that way. They're rescued. Other loving beings, guides, angels, whatever words you want to use, come and help them not stay stuck in that imagination, in their imagination that's created that quote-unquote reality for them. They don't stay stuck there. They're helped. They're rescued. They're like, oh, you know, but everyone's got a different experience when they cross over based on their beliefs.
I love it.
And but then when they're on the other side, Jane, they're like, they're in joy. They're free. They're in ecstasy. And then they still get to choose whatever adventures they want to do.
I love it. So free will here, free will there. Doesn't it kind of show us that we shouldn't be so worried or buttoned down now in our now here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the things that I hear from beings on the other side. They go, a lot of them, they go, oh man, I didn't need to make that choice. They're not judging themselves. They just realize that they made choices here, maybe out of fear or out of self-doubt or lack of self-worth, or believing that's what they had to do here. And they get to the other side and go, oh, okay. I see. And so, and I want to say too, Jane, we have free will before we come here.
Mm-hmm.
We get to choose what we're doing before we come here. We make a plan when we do about coming here, and we have free will on the other side. People just have better insights. They have more, the veil's lifted. Let's put it that way. They get insights.
So,
and they have better understanding.
So we're ever evolving. Are there, obviously I know the answer to this, but let's have you tell me, how do we push ourselves now, or not even push, how do we educate and evolve now instead of waiting? What's the best thing we can do?
Well, the first thing that comes up to say is allow your ego or your personality to listen to your soul. Mm. I love to tell people your soul knows what it's doing. It journeyed here for a reason. It wasn't a punishment. It's not bad karma. You didn't do something bad in another life and now you're paying for it. And I don't want to bust people's belief systems here, but I can tell you this, there's no such thing as time on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not linear. We experience linear here so we can kind of have experienced the movie, but time is just a construct that we have here. But on the other side, there's no such thing as time. So all our lives are happening simultaneously. So you're not being punished. You chose to come here because you wanted to have the experience, just like we like to go to movies or watch movies. We want the experience. Do we want a romantic comedy? Do we want a tearjerker? Do we want a scary movie? Do we want a war movie? Do we want a drama, you know, a mystery? We're choosing our lifetimes. So when you say we're evolving, one of the first things to do that is to allow, which means trust it enough that you want to listen to your soul. Your soul knows what it's doing. So if you connect with it, it will show you what you're doing here. It'll guide you to that fulfillment. We didn't come here to suffer, Jane. We came here to have fun and explore and evolve and learn things and expand and have feelings and emotions.
I love
so
that.
Knowing that, allowing it, not being afraid. When people go, how do I connect with my soul? How do I get that guidance? The first thing is stillness. We're not very good at being quiet. We're always running around busy and, you know, active. And then we still might get guided, but we're not as, when we're that busy, we can't hear it as well. That's why all the spiritual teachers say it's important to be still. So being still, listening to your soul will guide you to your higher self, your higher purpose, your evolution. But it's a lot about being willing. It's a lot about allowing. It's a lot about not being afraid and trusting. And then I got to say this because it really helps people. And have fun with it. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the aura color personalities, we take things so seriously. And then we try so hard. And then it's denser and it's harder to get there. And then we've worked too hard at it. If you can hold it light, which is why they call it enlightenment. If you can hold it with light and joy and trust and ease, it's amazing how many insights and guidance we can get. When it's not so dense.
I love that. You know, it's never too late, right? So someone's listening to this right now. By the way, Pam Mosley's my guest today. And you can go back and hear some of the other interviews we've done. This one is taking a cool turn. It is never too late. So if someone is listening and say they're, you know, 70, 80, whatever, they can right now step into this lightness of being, get still, and receive some messages and guidance and have some fun.
Always. We do it. We can do it at any age. Children do it. Babies do it. Young people do it. Older people do it. Matter of fact, I've heard older people go, more important to me than ever to learn to connect with my soul or what's so I know what's happening on the other side, because a lot of them feel like they might be transitioning over to the other side and they want information about it. But there's also perennial young. I mean, there are more and more people living over 100. So what, are you going to wait till you're 100 to finally get it? No, you can hear it now. You can get it now. Mm-hmm. You can tap in any moment. It's a breath. It's right there at any time. And it's so much more fun, loving, and expansive.
It reminds me of your TEDx talk you did, which was called Are We Still Evolving? Which that brings a good point. I think I'll put a link to that as well, because it's a really good TEDx talk. Boy, Pam, what is next for you? I mean, here you are. You've written beautiful books. You're on talk shows. You're on television, radio. You consult. You have clients that you help through their grief or to find jobs or love. What is next for Pam Mosley? What do you wish for, or what is your intention next?
So there's two answers here.
Okay.
One, my human side wants to have more fun and freedom.
Okay.
And joy. Fun, freedom, and joy. I am ready to play even more. I mean, I see 6 to 8 clients a day. I do a ton of radio shows and online summits and workshops and other people's shows and blogs and Facebook and, you know, social media. Do a ton of that. What's next for Pam's personality is more fun, more freedom, and that's where I'm headed. I want to mix even more of that in now. Excuse me, not that it hasn't been fun connecting with people on this side as well as the other, mm-hmm. and doing all these interesting advanced abilities. On a soul level, mm-hmm. connecting with my soul, this is my real, real deep desire. I have a desire to expand and evolve even more than I do.
Mm.
I've been able to manifest all kinds of things with thought, with envisioning, with believing. My goal is choosing to be the most awake and aware being on this planet. Sorry about that. And be a conscious creator, conscious, really learning how to, and I don't mean to sound religious when I say this, but the best analogy I can use is Christ consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Christ, accordingly, supposedly, and I believe it, knew how to change water to wine. I don't drink wine, so that's not a big deal. Walk on water, raise the dead, heal people. You know, it's just like all of those things, but being a conscious creator on this planet, I desire from every cell in my being and my heart and soul to become a more advanced conscious creator and to demonstrate that, to live that way, to reveal to others that that's who we really are and that's what's possible, so we can all be happier and freer and more loving. And so we're not suffering and struggling and poverty and sad and grief and anger and wars. It's like moving beyond all of that, not the lateral move of now this one's got the power and this one's got the power, now this side's right, this side's wrong, none of that them against us stuff, really elevating up to be a conscious creator. That's my deepest desire. And the human part of me also wants to go have fun and play.
Wow, that was absolutely beautiful. And there's no apology necessary, because Jesus was an incredibly cool and still is cool guy. You know, he taught us so much. And, you know, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan. So,
yep, me too.
That's
me too,
great.
Me too.
Christ
Very
consciousness.
Advanced,
yes.
Advanced level of realizing who we really are and what's possible.
Right.
In my estimation, that's my been following him since I was a little girl.
Right.
But I see what you're showing us. I see what you're demonstrating. Okay, that's really cool.
I got you, Jesus. That's awesome. That
not
is
religious,
awesome.
Spiritual, but not
right.
religious. And to me, it feels like quantum physics
sure.
is confirming, it's validating what the spiritual teachers and mystics have been telling us forever. Like, if you have faith, you can move mountains. Now,
right.
I'm not into moving mountains. We've already had too much of that in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, no kidding.
But the concept of if you believe, he didn't say God will move a mountain for you. He said, if you have faith, if you believe, you can move mountains.
Yes.
So, okay, if we can do that, that means anything's possible.
Yeah, no doubt. Wow, this is just so good. Be still and know that I am. That's good.
Yep.
Right on. It's never too late. Pam Oseley is, just such a treat to have you on the show. And I didn't really even have to prepare, because I always know that spirit is going to guide our conversation in whichever direction. I did light my favorite candle and I did a prayer before, which I always do, just to have that spirit come through. And boy, oh boy, it showed up in spades today.
And clubs and hearts and diamonds.
Yes.
Oh, the whole deck.
The whole deck
the
is
whole
here.
Deck.
That is awesome. Pamela Oseley, thank you so much. I will post all the links to her books, Infinite You, Love Colors, Make Your Dreams Come True, and Life Colors. And if you do desire to have a one-on-one session with you, I personally will tell you that it is, I think, rather life-changing. But from what I'm hearing from her, you better get on it, because she is ready for more fun, freedom, and joy. So she may not be doing this forever, right? Because she needs to get out there and have some fun. Pamela,
right.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Jane. I always appreciate you having such high-level conversations and to be willing to play at this level. I love it. Thank you again.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.